You're listening to the Headbangers Mix on OutboundMusic.com. Your source for hard rock and heavy metal music. OutboundMusic.com.
Hey, this is Chuck Billy from Testament. You're listening to the Big Rock Show.
Hey everybody, this is Charlie from Anthrax, and you are listening to Tina on the Big Rock Show. Tina is our favorite, and Anthrax love her. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, what do you say, kids? This is Bobby Blitz from Overkill coming at you on the Big Rock Show. If it's the Big Rock Show, this must be Tina. You're in the right place.
Hi, everybody. This is Rob Halford, the Metal God, with my metal maiden Tina on the Big Rock Show. Turn it up.
Memories of 68 when the wizard shook the world. Metal came from foundries where the Midland sound unfurled.
Welcome to Season 6 of the Big Rock Show with your host, Tina Peak.
God, yes.
New episodes, new music, and new interviews. For more information, check out thebigrockshow.net.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Big Rock Show. Now, I just wanted to take a couple of minutes to let you all know that today's show will be the last one for 2011. This year has definitely been a blast, but I need a little break. And don't worry, we'll be back in early April with the start of Season 7. Bringing you yet another year of great artists and wicked tunes. I'd also like to take a moment to personally thank Courtney Delaney of Outbound Music for her undying support of the Big Rock Show over the years. Thank you, Court. It's meant so much. And thank you to WRBC-FM out on the east coast of the U.S., David Hoddle of College Underground Radio, and Jaden Prince of KXRX Extreme Rock Radio, for making sure the Big Rock Show is getting out there and being heard by all you music fans everywhere. And last but definitely not least, I'd like to thank you, the listeners. The rockers, the headbangers, the metalheads, and the all-around music lovers for tuning in each week, for all the support you've given us, for the Facebook likes, the iTunes subscribers, the Twitter follows, and mostly, thank you for supporting music. And thanks for giving the fantastic indie artists that I've brought to the show this year a chance to be heard. Without you, there would be no reason for music. So, thank you. And on behalf of myself and the Big Rock Show, we're wishing you all a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a fantastic music-filled 2012. And don't forget, the Big Rock Show is coming back in full swing on April 5th. I hope to hear from you all again then. So enough of my rambling, let's get on with today's show. And I gotta tell you, this band blew me away as soon as I heard them. They're from Covington, Kentucky, and if you can believe it, they've only been together for 4 months. They're called Killbox. And the band is tight, the vocals are strong, the lyrics are wicked. I mean, I could go on and on about them, but the one thing I will tell you is you'll be hearing a lot more from Killbox in the near future. And joining me today is the lead vocalist of Killbox, Brad Borchers. And as always, I'll be playing a couple of tracks for you, both of them off the band's brand new self-titled debut EP. The second I'll play after my chat with Brad, it's a brutal track called Coming Back. But first up is the lead-off single. So go ahead and turn it up, then sit back and enjoy. Brad will be with us shortly, and here it is, The Changing by Killbox. Metal horns and Merry Christmas. See you guys next year.
Out of the darkness, there's still a little light that can be found, breaking the silence. One in and a tumble to the ground. One step is progress. One step now is spreading light. One game will love another. Contain just a single last with me. Speak soft, it'll get you nowhere. Stand firm, you hear me loud. Contain yourself to me. There's growing power to promote the change.
RatPackRecords.com.
New bands for the next generation of hard rock fans.
You know their songs.
My.
Rat Pack Records.
RatPackRecords.com.
Visit RatPackRecords.com.
New bands for the next generation of hard rock fans.
Welcome to the Big Rock Show. We're going to party our tits off today. I think you know that. I know that. The American people know that. It's going to be a great program. So just go ahead and squeeze your girth and sit back and listen.
Hello.
Hey, Brad. It's Tina from the Big Rock Show.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, bud?
Amazing.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Why are you amazing?
I had a decent day, you know. It's been a good run for the last few weeks, so always good when you have good runs.
Well, we're going to be talking about a lot of that. Killbox Hill from Kentucky, and you guys formed the band earlier this year. But even though Killbox is new on the scene, the members in the band have been around for years in other bands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been around for quite a while.
Yeah. So let's start off with a little history and maybe tell us who makes up the band, their contributions in Killbox, and maybe even what band or bands everyone was a part of before getting together to form Killbox.
Wow. Okay. Well, me and Scott, we jammed together for a while in different bands. I've done a couple different projects with him, and he had actually hooked up with Billy and Roy while I was jamming in another band prior to this, and he had actually called me and was like, we're putting this project together, and he knows I'm always looking for the heavy thing, and they put this project together and gave me a call, and I was like, yeah, I'll be stoked about coming out checking it out. So went up there, and they played a couple tracks that they had, and I was loving it. You know, I was like, it's what I've been wanting to do for a long time. And we wrote a song that night when we got up there, and that happened to be the Save Me track on the EP. So,
wow.
So it was kind of cool how that happened, because those four songs on the EP are like the first four songs that we wrote as this band. It kind of worked out kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, so me and Scott, we got a history. We jammed in many, like, pretty much successful local bands around here. You know, we always did, like, the heavy thing. He always knew what I liked. You know, I knew where he was coming from, so we worked good together. But Billy and Roy, they were playing in a band called Beyond the Divide at that time when Scott hooked up with them. They pretty much put that project together, and I didn't really know Billy and Roy that well. I'd met Billy a couple times. But when I got up there and we talked, you know, everybody was really cool. So I was like, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
I've had too much drama in other bands and stuff like that. So, I mean, it was really cool that, you know, everything meshed really well with them guys.
And you guys all get along really great now?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
That's one of the biggest pluses to me, because I've had so many bands that just pretty much fell through because nobody could get along. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like the story of metal.
Yeah, that's so true. So how would you describe the Killbox sound? Great name, by the way. I love it. I love Killbox.
Yeah, we fought for that name because we had a couple of different ideas that we threw around, and we could never, I mean, everything we threw out there was taken, or, you know what I mean? So when we hooked up with Joe from Rat Pack, we were still looking for a name at the time. So we were going by Battleground at first, but it was like, no, that's taken. So, okay, so we went and brainstormed for a while, and I pretty much came up with Killbox, and everybody was like, man, it sounds cool. We ran it by Joe, it was like, cool, I like it. So,
yeah.
That's how the name went down anyway, but I don't know. Killbox, it's definitely a in-your-face metal groove. I mean, I'm sure you've heard the EP.
Yeah.
It's pretty hardcore. So, well, we're all from Covington, Kentucky. Covington's pretty much a metal-based town. I played in a couple of rock and roll bands around here. It's really hard to get it to take off because a lot of the people that around this area, they just start from metal pretty much. And that was always our route. It was really cool to put this project together because there was a lot of people waiting on the sidelines for it. So when we finally got Killbox together and, you know, we had some people come up and check it out and show them the recording and stuff, it was like immediately people were jumping on board, and it was really cool. I ain't seen this since back in 94, you know. I played in a band called Belligerents back in 94, and we were really big at the time, and we played a couple band competitions and stuff like that down at Bogart's. We got first place in 94 and that, so it was really cool to have that feel again with another band.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
yeah.
It kind of brought a lot of the metalheads together again. You know, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was going to ask you, what's the music scene like in Kentucky? I mean, especially the metal scene. Is it alive and well and thriving, or are you one of a handful of bands out there?
It's hard to come out of here, I'll tell you that. It's a metal-based town, but not a lot of venues and stuff like to condone it. So we pretty much got to make the shows that we do around here. So a lot of people just like to venture out. And there's some metal bands around here that are really good that it's just so hard to get heard around here because, you know, you don't get no back whatsoever at all, like from radio stations. You know, they're pretty much geared toward like the rock and roll bands. And a lot of the cover bands, covers are like really big around here for some reason, I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, if that's your thing, that's cool. But we've always been an original entity.
Yeah.
It was really cool to do this again, but it's a struggle to try to find places to play. There's a handful that we can do.
Wow, that's surprising. All right, well, now let's talk about something really cool, and that is that Killbox were recently signed to Rat Pack Records. Congratulations on that. I was really happy to hear about the signing. Tell us how that came about, Brad.
Well, once we got together, we wrote the four tunes that were on the EP. Those are the very first songs. And we wasn't really, when we was going to put it out, we wasn't even planning on having anybody back us or anything. We were going to try to do it on our own. Scott, you know, he said, I've been talking to Joe from Rat Pack, and he's, you know, interested in hearing the tracks. And I was like, well, cool, you know, shoot him a couple tracks, see what he thinks. So Scott shot them to him, and I guess he got back, and he liked them. You know what I mean? We was like, cool. And he was like, yeah, definitely, I'll help you guys out and release your album. We were like, awesome, you know what I mean? Because we didn't even have a clue that was going to happen. So we were like totally stoked about that, because that goes a long way here, because if anybody pays attention to, you know, what you're doing and wants to help you out and promote it, it's like a big plus from our standpoint, because it's so hard to get out there around here. So we definitely jumped on board with that. You know, we had a couple conference calls with Joe, and he seemed like a really cool guy. You know, him and Scott kind of got a weird relationship. He's a different kind of guy, but he's cool as hell. So he's a good time, and hopefully he'll have us out one time, and maybe we'll come up there and do some shows.
That would be cool. That would be cool. Yeah, Joe mentioned to me, you know, that he had heard a couple of cool tracks and sent me one to get my opinion on it. I was blown away. I couldn't believe this was a brand new band, and you guys just sounded so freaking tight. I mean, it was like you guys have been playing together for years. I loved you right away. I love the sound. Your voice is incredible. I really love the whole band. It's great. So you guys wasted no time in recording your debut. It's a self-titled EP, and it does feature four brutal tracks, which, of course, I absolutely love. So tell us about Zach Wright, who produced the EP. I heard you guys refer to him as the Jedi Master.
Right. That was actually Billy's hookup, and I've never recorded with Zach before. But when we got up there, he was jamming. He had actually had a couple of bands, a couple of metal bands. So we were kind of looking for somebody that understood what we were trying to get at as a tone and as a sound. And once we got up in there and we started recording the album, it was kind of cool because he jumped right on board with us. Because I had actually recorded a couple albums with different bands prior to that, and I could never find the right person to record it because they wasn't in the same mindset that you were when you were trying to get your sound across. So it's kind of difficult to do that. But once we got up there with Zach, though, he pretty much jumped right on board. It was fairly a quick process. I mean, got in there, the track come out pretty tight, pretty fast. And I mean, when it came down to mix and master, he had it down. He probably about the third or fourth run through like mixes that he sent back to us, we were pretty much sold on what it sounded like. So mm-hmm. He definitely captured the feeling of what we were trying to get at, though.
Yeah, I'd say so. So who does most of the writing in the band, Brad, or is that more of a collaborative effort amongst all of you?
It's a collaborative effort. I mean, we just don't believe in giving somebody sole credit, you know what I mean? It's because there's no band that can play without the entire band, you know what I'm saying? Not one person exists without the entire band. So, but it's a collaboration. We get up there and, you know, we brainstorm on ideas. And it comes out fairly quick, surprisingly, and it's really good to have that feel with people, you know? That, I mean, sometimes you get up there and you write and everybody stands and looks at each other and it's like, what are we going to do? So it's cool because everybody's just so willing to just throw out ideas and everything happens so fast. And it's really cool because we're kind of all on the same page. We like the same things. So when somebody writes something, it's like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And we kind of run with it. We're not really closed to any ideas. If somebody puts out something that don't sound all right, we'll try it 50 different ways before, you know, we'll throw it out the window or use it or whatever we do. So like I said, the writing process is fairly quick, though, so that's a plus by far.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, the EP is available for pre-order right now at ratpackrecords.com/killbox. And folks can pick up a limited edition t-shirt with the CD for under $15 over at Rat Pack Records, the t-shirt on its own for under $13, and the CD is also available on its own for $4.95. To me, it's a small price to pay for some pretty sick metal music.
Yeah, definitely. $5 for a CD, I mean, I would say there's probably a lot more invested in it. You know, we really don't believe in charging people outrageous prices for anything. You know, mm-hmm. I think shows and everything should be cheaper myself. Yeah. But, you know, some people try to squeeze the dime out of it. We're not about that, really. You know, we just want to be heard. And if somebody wants to pay $10 a shirt or $5 a CD, sport our logo, I'm all about it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the EP officially releases on December 27th, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I heard Killbox are planning their CD release party. Is there anything you can share with us on that yet, Brad?
I really can't. I actually hit a little snag. Our guitar player had a couple issues, medical issues, so he's getting that taken care of as we speak, so it kind of got pushed back a little bit. So I'm going to say in about a month or two, we'll be setting that back up.
Okay.
So
is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. He had a little, he's got to have a little, like, minor surgery done.
Oh, okay.
But besides that, it's an outpatient thing. Basically, the recovery time's what's really hurting us. So
right.
He's really kind of bummed about it right now. But, you know, we're taking the time to write some more material, and because eventually we're going to go and do a full-length album.
I know. I'm getting to that. I'm so excited. I have to talk to you about that. But first, I wanted to ask you about the album cover. It's absolutely wicked. I mean, I love it. Who did the artwork on that, Brad?
I did.
Did you really?
I do all the artwork for pretty much every band I've ever been in, but I've always been in the art and stuff like that. Yeah, I come up with that concept because I have to say, I'm fascinated with mosh pits, and I just think that makes the show, like, so much better when you have a good response and people get into it like that. So that was the whole feel of, like, the cover was, you know, just to have a sick version of, like, a pit from hell.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. As soon as I saw it, I was floored. I thought, holy shit, I gotta ask him about that. It's incredible. It's a great album cover. All right, so I thought we could throw out some links so folks tuning in today can find you guys and check out the band. Is there anything you want to get out there and promote for us?
Actually, we're about to go and start making a video for Coming Back, so I would love for people to keep your ears open and visit the Rat Pack site, because we're going to have a lot more stuff coming on that. So just stay posted, because we're going to be coming out and doing some shows and starting to get nasty.
Well, you guys have a Facebook. People can find you at facebook.com/killboxband, right?
Yes.
And then there's Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/killboxband.
Yep.
And then people can also check you guys out via the record label, Rat Pack Records, at ratpackrecords.com/killbox. And I suggest anybody tuning in today, at least pop over and give these guys a listen, because really, they blew me away. And I think you will be very pleasantly surprised with this band. There are so many bands out there today trying to make their mark, but you guys really gel on this EP. It's just incredible. I love the music. So now, where can metal fans purchase the EP once it's released, Brad? Do you know?
As far as I know, it can be purchased at any stores, Best Buy. And you can buy it online on iTunes, or you can actually order off our site. Pretty much, hopefully it's out there, you know, everywhere. I'd like it to be everywhere. So
yeah,
anybody that digged on it, you know, definitely try to pick a copy up. We definitely appreciate anybody's help and anybody that appreciates what we're doing.
Yeah, and really, for under $5, what are you going to get nowadays for under $5, right? I think it's a small price
absolutely
to pay.
Absolutely, I need a Killbox CD.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, now, you mentioned it just a couple of minutes ago, and a little birdie did tell me that you guys are planning on writing more music early in the new year to release a full-length disc. So now I know that's true. Have you guys started writing yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we never really stopped writing. We're like, our minds are always turning. So when we started writing this, we just basically took a pause when we did the EP, because we wanted just to have something to put out there so people knew we were out there. But from then on, we just kept writing. We've got a number of songs that we wrote after that, so it's very, very, very sick stuff.
Oh, I
Body
can't
that
wait.
Loves metal, definitely all level we're going to come out with.
Oh,
that
I
was
can't
just
wait.
That's pretty much a sneak peek of what we're about, but there's a lot more to come.
Awesome. So when do you anticipate laying down some tracks for this new disc?
Probably middle of this year. I'm thinking around maybe June. Something like that. We want to get out and do some shows, start playing out and getting people on board,
right.
Then build it up and then drop that full length on somebody and see what they think about it.
So do you think it would be released in 2012? Like if you're going to be finished by June, do you think it'd be ready to be released before the end of the year, like before the end of next year?
I think so.
Awesome.
Yeah, our process is pretty quick how we do stuff, and we're pretty much Johnny on the spots in the studio. I mean, I thrive to be in the studio. I love doing a lot of studio work, you know.
Do you?
I love playing live shows because I love that excitement, all that craziness and people banging heads. I love that. So we like studio a lot, too. We like to get in there and work. You know, we work our butts off on there, so we try to just get everything out as soon as we can because we're just as excited about it as, you know, anybody else would be. I just want everybody to hear what we're about to come out with and unleash on everybody. So.
Awesome. Are you guys going to be using Zach again for the full length?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
Can't comment on that. We might venture out. I don't know. That'll come when we come to that decision.
Fair enough. You mentioned that you guys are working on a video. What can you tell us about the video?
It's going to be a jam video as well. We, you know, we actually brainstormed about this not too long ago, and see what everybody's opinion, how they would want to go about doing it. We want to just bring back a live show, and I think we're going to do just like a jam video. I've always been big on jam video, just having a band in a room, just jamming. So we're kind of like the old Pantera stuff, you know, like the I'm Broken videos and stuff like that. I want to kind of pull something like that out of the hat, something along them lines. It's going to definitely have a pit in it, and we're going to be in it, and that's all I know so far.
Sounds good. Sounds brutal. So there's a lot of exciting stuff going on and coming up in the Killbox camp. And, of course, we've covered a few things today. But what else is on the agenda, Brad? What else can we expect from Killbox, say, over the next year or so?
We're going to be definitely coming out to the town near you. We're going to try to get out as much as we can. We're trying to figure out, you know, what our schedules are looking like so we can get back out and do some road shows. So that's our next big thing, you know, kind of expand ourselves. You know, we're concentrating a lot on our live show, too. I take a lot of pride in what we sound like and what we look like. So when we come out, our motto is quality over quantity. You know, when we do come out and people see Killbox, they're not going to forget that. You know, we were kind of big fans of, like, all the old Overkill shows and, like, the Sepultura shows when, you know, there was always a big visual when mm-hmm. you came out to see them, fans. Yeah. And I think we're trying to bring that back in that yes, aspect. We're just going to make sure we're prepared when we get back out on the, you know, get out on the road and do some stuff. Just make sure everybody remembers it.
Yeah, good for you guys. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add that I didn't ask you or any messages for all the metalheads tuning in today?
Just want to say that we're going to be coming out very, very soon. Just keep your ears open. Visit the Rat Pack site. Maybe pick up a CD if you guys are digging on what we're doing, and we'll definitely see you soon.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for taking time out to chat today, Brad. You know, I absolutely love this band, Killbox Rules. And Merry Christmas to you and the rest of the guys. And I'm wishing the band much success in 2012.
Merry Christmas, and I appreciate you having me on.
We'll definitely have to get you back on the show when you're ready to release your next album.
Awesome. Can't wait. This is Brian Borchers from Killbox, and you're listening to Tina D at the Big Rock Show, the biggest, baddest rock show on the planet.
Try off to witness. We're here with the forces of the insane. Don't you but know this? Turn back. Crushing bitches, love the pain.
The Big Rock Show. New music, interviews, and much more. Find us at thebigrockshow.net or on Facebook, facebook.com/The Big Rock Show. The Big Rock Show, baby. Oh, yeah.